What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Hawson. Today I'm here with
Hayla Carmichael,
Chloe Cook,
and today we're going to be getting into the world of fitness. You know, the world of fitness is a really complicated one. There's a lot of ways to get started, and so I thought that Hayla and Chloe here, who just started their 75 Hard, could help give some really good insight into that world of fitness because they do it all the time.
Yeah, I feel like fitness is like one of like the main parts of like my life. I don't play a sport, so like obviously I have to figure out ways to like keep myself healthy and stuff, but Chloe plays a sport, so she's always doing it.
Yeah. So yeah, I play lacrosse, so I've kind of gone through most of my life, and especially these past 4 years of high school, with fitness kind of built into my life. But me, Hayla, and I had just started 75 Hard.
Yeah.
Probably, like, just, like, a week ago, honestly.
Yeah.
I say it all started, like, kind of on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, maybe, like, a few days after. I feel like we started working out at my mom's studio, mm-hmm. BU Fitness, and then we kind of decided that we wanted to do a 75 Hard, and that's basically just, like, you know, working mm-hmm. out every day. You can make your own rules with it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, the first thing I have is, like, so what got you all, like, into this fitness craze? Because, you know, you always have, like, kind of been in shape, per se. But what triggered this just go hard and straight into it?
I wouldn't say something really, like, triggered it. I guess because, you know, new year, you want to make new goals for yourself. Mm-hmm. And we have, like, I don't know, just this idea of, like, going hard for 75 days and, like, seeing how well we can do with it, and like seeing, I guess, like how we start off and then what we look like after and what we feel like after the 75 days.
I feel like Hayla's mom's studio has been a big part of it because with our, like, just our friend group, we've been talking about going there for honestly like months on end, like trying to find a time to go all like work out there. And finally on New Year's Eve, it was, we took all of our friends and went and did, like, I was my first time, I don't think it was Hayla's.
It was my, well, first time in a long time. For some reason, I never really work out there, even though she's my mom.
But we all, like, just really enjoyed it so much. It was such a good workout, and, like, it was a good change for me because I already work out 3 times a week with my team doing lacrosse conditioning, but with that, it's working, like, such different muscles. And I told Hayla after, mm-hmm. I was like, I come out of there, and I was like, I haven't been this sore in so long. No, because the muscles that Hayla's mom is working and, like, all of the fitness coaches, they are so different from them, like, what I'm doing playing a sport. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to, like, it was really nice to, like, feel that change. Right. And also,
That the class was so different from anything I've ever done. We did bounce that day.
Yes.
They bounce on mini trampolines. Mm-hmm. It's really good cardio. You're burning like 800 some calories doing that workout. And it was so weird. The muscles that were sore were like, I've never been like
it's
that.
It's fun
before.
Too, like, though. Like, ever. It was really fun.
Yeah.
We get like, it's really pumped. Like, the energy is so high in there. Mm-hmm. And it's all girls, right?
Yeah.
So
it is an all girls studio. All women go there. And they really love it. My mom, you know, obviously, we had boys come with us to work out that one day, which was really funny,
it was hilarious.
It was fun. Yeah, it's definitely such a good environment there.
Yo, so I actually talked to Peyton about it, just to know a little more about it. He told me that it was like one of like the hardest things he's ever done, that he was just like, you know, the trampolines and just everything he did. He has talked about like how hard it was, but he's like never done anything like that before.
Yeah,
it was definitely different. I had never personally done a bounce class. I used to do other types of classes that she has at BU, but that was for sure the hardest workout I think I've ever done.
Yeah.
But it was really good, and it made me want to, like, continue to do it because I felt really good after.
Oh, yeah.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, how much of working out is mental? Just, you know, having the effort to be like, oh, yeah, I got to go work out today. Because a lot of times you're always sitting here like, oh, I don't want to go work out today.
Yeah.
Like, so how hard is that sometimes just get up and be like, okay, I got to go do this?
Yeah, as a person who, like, doesn't play a sport, I mean, I danced for about 12 years, and that was definitely all, like, really hard for me. And then when I stopped doing it, it was really hard for me to, like, go to the gym and like find a way to move my body, and just work out in general. But, and you know, I have gone through like months of like not even wanting to go to the gym at all. Like I'm definitely not super consistent, but I really have been for the past few months. I've been very consistent, and I think a big part of that is group fitness. So I used to be like too scared to go and work out like at a studio with other people and have like, you know, an instructor teaching the class. I used to be so scared of doing that for some reason, and I always was like, okay, I'm just gonna go to the gym on my own. But it's so much harder to like motivate yourself when you are not going and working out with a group and not like signing up for a class. You've got to be there at a certain time. I feel like that is a big like push, is like signing up for a class, you know, being in with a bunch of other people, having an instructor. It's so much easier to like stay consistent doing that and to like have the motivation to go to the class.
Yeah. I feel like a big part of it for me, like why I'm doing this is like Hayla and I are doing this together. So it's real, it's hard. It would be, I feel like it would be so much harder like if I was doing this alone, because the reason why we're doing this together is so we can hold each other accountable for that kind of stuff. Like Hayla and I will go to classes together, but we also go work out just the two of us. Like, we're literally going after this.
We're going after this. That we go to, like, Planet Fitness, and we don't go to a class.
Like, it, one, it makes it more fun. Like, I have a buddy there to talk to the whole time. But we hold each other, we hold each other accountable and, like, be like, hey, if you work, if we're not together, like, I'm going to be like, hey, have you worked out today?
Yeah, have you worked out? And not only just working out, like, we also are, like, trying not to, like, eat out. Like, when our friends want to go eat out, we're like, okay, we're not going to, like, go and eat unhealthy, you know, like.
Yeah.
There's drinking other, more water.
Drinking a lot of water.
I've been trying to drink more water.
Yeah, I literally bring my water bottle everywhere now. Yeah. But, it's, I think it's just having a buddy makes it so much easier to, like, stay in it and to, like, really, like, take this seriously.
Yeah. And that's, like, for me, like, I've always kind of have been, like, my built-in buddies because lacrosse, I mean, I do everything with my team.
Yeah.
But that's only for those lacrosse workouts, the conditioning, the practices, the games. I have had that built into my life forever. So having to, like, do that at do anything outside of lacrosse, like, feels so different to me. So it's nice to still have, like, a friend, someone who's, because like my team is always going to hold me accountable. That's the expectation from my coaches, from my teammates, but and outside of that, so different.
And like next month she starts season, obviously I'm not starting anything, so I'm gonna have to like, but we're still gonna keep each other.
Yeah.
We're
gonna,
we're gonna be talking to each other. I'm gonna be, you know, going to my mom's studio after school every day, and you know,
and gonna, like the days I don't have practices, I'll be with you. We'll be working out together.
I think that's a really good point, because when I was, I think around 13 years old, I used to, when I used to play sports, I used to go to this, it was called D1 or something. It was like a sports conditioning class. And just, yeah, being around other people that are with you just doing the same thing, it makes it so much easier to want to do something. Because, like, even last year, I tried, like, you know, before spring break, to start working out a lot. Well, I did it for, like, a month really good, but then it kind of just got less and less consistent just because, like, it's by myself and I have no one else to hold me accountable. It's just like you having to try and go do it by yourself.
Yeah, that's, it's really hard. I mean, for however long I can remember, like, not having dance was hard because, you know, I did, like, I did swim at Sacred Heart. I did cross country and track, but it, you know, once the season's over, you really have, like, nobody holding you accountable. You have no practices. And I was scared of group fitness, so I would just go to the gym on my own and not really knowing what you're doing. Like, I would go and not really know what to do at the gym. Like, I would just, like, walk on the treadmill or run, but, like, that's not working all the parts of the body that you want to work and that you should. Like, yes, cardio is good, but you do need more strengthening, too, because that is just how you keep your body healthy.
And so, obviously, you talked a lot about your mom owns Bayou Fitness, which is a fitness center for women. Now, what's it like having a mom who's so, like, dedicated and involved in the fitness game? And then, you know, Chloe, you've been doing one of her sessions. Is it one of the hardest workouts you've ever done? And, like, how is it having your mom there right next to you to help you as well?
Yeah, having a mom, like, she has been doing this forever. She has owned the studios since I was really little. And she started it, just obviously the all-women mm-hmm. aspect of it. She started with just doing bar, which is like a strengthening class, and then silk yoga, mm-hmm. which are silks. They're kind of like little hammocks. But it's really nice having her because, like, if I need help with anything, like, she always knows the answer to it. Like, she will help me stay fit. She knows mm-hmm. exactly what I need to be doing. And even when I danced, like, she would help me too. She's definitely a big motivation, and it's really nice to have her all the time to, like, hold me accountable to, like, be working out. Mm-hmm. And just going to her studio, it makes me feel so much more comfortable that she owns it, because obviously I was, like, nervous going into group fitness, but it made me a lot more comfortable, like, that she was teaching mm-hmm. the class. She would take the classes with me if she's not teaching. Like, it's just a lot better, like, having her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll say, like, again, too, like, well, my mom actually was going to Hala's mom's classes before even I was, and she's been going for like
a
long time, like mm-hmm. over a year now probably, mm-hmm. and she's always been trying to get me to go and like preaching it. And if you know Hala's mom, I mean, she's like one of our like friends. She hangs out with us all the time.
My mom is my best friend.
Oh yes, sure. And we all love her. All of our friends, we think she's the best, and so we hear about her class like so much, just like being at Hala's house, mm-hmm. sitting in her kitchen, and like finally going to her class. I mean, I'll say it again. It was so different than anything, any cardio workout that I've ever done. But it was amazing. It was so fun.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. So I was really nervous. First bounce class. It's a different workout, and I went in there. My mom had already taught two classes previous to teaching this bounce class. She taught two other bounce classes. And I go in there, and she is just, like, going crazy.
She's a warrior.
She actually, like, I cannot believe, like, that she does this and especially talking during. I think if I were to try to talk while doing that, I would pass out.
Oh, yeah, she, like, coaches us through the whole thing.
She was coaching us through the whole thing, like, she is, like, the best instructor I've ever seen. Like, I used to go to other studios, too. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the best. And she is crazy. She has so much, like, stamina.
I don't know, like,
I was
losing my breath and, like, I had to stop struggling to keep up.
Yeah,
it and was she's, so like, much. Done this two times before the class that we were doing and is doing it again and is talking to us and is doing it, like, a boss.
Yeah,
like, I was like, how are you doing
her
this?
Her third workout for the morning, and it was only, like, what, like, 10:15 a.m., and it was her third workout.
She's an influence on us, I'll say. Like,
oh,
she's our motivation.
Because she is.
She's...
Yeah.
So toned, so fit.
Oh my gosh, she's so fit. I'm jealous of her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just back to, you know, what Chloe said, like, your mom had been preaching you for so long to, like, go with her, but you probably didn't want to, probably because, you know, either you felt scared to do it or, like, whatever it was. But it's like, it's something like my dad told me for a while. It's like, if you don't know you don't like something until you try it.
Right.
And so it's like, just go for it. If you don't like it, you never have to do it again.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, now you all have fell in love with Hala's mom's class, but imagine if you all had never tried that.
Right. If we never went, I probably would not be doing 75 hard right now.
I would say, like, coming back from that class, like, that same day on New Year's Eve, when we're, like, hanging out with everyone, we had, like, told everyone, like, what we had done that morning, and everyone's like, oh, you were bouncing on, like, it sounds a little goofy, like, when you're explaining it to people, like, oh, you just went and bounced,
like,
on a trampoline for an hour, and we're like, no, it was hard, because, like, I get it, like, hearing it, like, come from someone's mouth and, like, saying, like, oh, I went and bounced on a trampoline, you're like, oh, what?
Yeah. Well, even I thought that. I was like, bouncing on a trampoline, how could that be a good workout?
Or how hard could that possibly be?
Everyone's like, oh, that sounds easy. And we're like, no.
So don't knock it till you try it, honestly.
Yes.
It sounds goofy and silly, but you know what? It's the hardest workout I think I've ever done. Like, ever. It was crazy.
I mean, I went on Instagram just, like, you know, to see what it was all about, because you all had talked about it before we did this. I just talked to you about it. And I'm just like, trampolines, how hard could a trampoline be?
Yeah.
And then it's just like, you see one of the videos of just what people are doing, and it's like, damn.
I mean, you can, like, look it up, honestly. Like, I've seen, like, TikToks come up with my For You page and stuff, like, since we've, I don't know, I swear my phone is listening to me, but it's, like, it's not, like, jumping up and down, like, just, like, leisurely. Like, you're, like standing in a squat, like most of the time your feet are staying on the trampoline
you're and you're like pretty much like squatting the entire time.
Yeah, like my legs would be like shaking like because gosh, it's difficult. Yeah. It is really difficult.
Yeah. It's so difficult.
So, you two both started the 75 hard together. How's it been going for you up to this point? And then what was the reason to do it? And for people who don't know what 75 hard is, what is it?
I guess 75 hard, it's like you can make up your own rules. I think if you look, you looked it up.
Yes,
right?
It was. So it's a 75 day fitness challenge, and a lot of people will just like make it their own. But like the initial rules or like guidelines for it is like you do. It was 2 40-minute workouts once a day. Drink a gallon of water a day, and then like follow a certain diet. So we kind of have made that our own. I don't think, I mean, I personally don't have the time to do 2 40-minute workouts. So, we will do, like, a 1-hour-long hard workout, and that's completely fine.
That's good. I think, you know, you obviously don't want to overwork yourself. Oh, yeah. Because you are, like, spreading this out for 75 days. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
And,
we're not following a diet, either. We're just trying to eat more healthy.
It's not, we don't really need to diet anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, drinking more water, eating healthy, like, not eating out. Eat out so much.
Me
and
too.
It's just not. It's bad. Not good for your body. It's terrible for you, honestly. But we just try to eat healthier, drink lots of water, and work out. Like, one good workout a day is honestly...
That's
all you need.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be... Like, 2 40-minute workouts is, like, kind of excessive. But, you know, if you do that...
I feel like that's all you need, especially with me being in season. Like, I've got a 2-hour practice and then games after school every day. Like, that's... All that I'm not gonna be able to do anything more than that.
Yeah,
that's too much.
Yeah.
But
I think if
people want to do like by all means, I'm sure you could do like 2 easy workouts. And
that will be
completely fine. But
yeah, for sure.
I'd rather just get it done.
That would be me overworking my body. Mm-hmm. Like I know myself, and I know that 2 40-minute workouts would just I would like go to sleep after. That.
Yeah,
and that's, we don't want that. But so far, I think we're on day 7 of 75 hard.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for about
about a week. And I have honestly, like, never felt better. I've been waking up early in the morning, like, eating 3, like, healthy meals a day, every day. And I've been working out, and I've, like, never felt better. Mm-hmm. I feel more energized and just a lot better about myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say it's so early on in this challenge that like it's kind of hard to like really see that progress
too
much
results.
But so far I mean we've been working out every day, we've been holding each other accountable, which is like not a lot to say because it's only been going on a week, but so far we've been doing pretty good.
For sure.
So I don't know if you'll notice, but like I think it was Friday, was actually what they call quitter's day. Because it's apparently when everyone, like, quits their New Year's resolutions. Like, it's, like, the second Friday in January or whatever. And I think it's really cool what you all are doing because, it's probably easier right now because you're... How many days in are you?
Seven.
You're 7 days in. Probably when you get further along, that thought might run across your mind of, I don't really want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's really difficult to do, like, you know, I honestly think it's easier if you set a goal. Like, yes, your New Year's resolution can be work out more, but if you don't give yourself, like, specific goals, our specific goal is 75 days going hard. Like, you work out every single day, and you eat healthy, and we have, like, you know, we're buddies in this, so we do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the quitter's day... Definitely, we went to Planet Fitness yesterday,
and
it was packed with
people.
We could
not find parking spaces.
And you know what? Yeah. Good for those people, because, like, good for them, like, getting into the gym and actually doing it. Mm. And I guess, you know, the quitter's day thing, you know, I've experienced that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure last year I probably told myself, oh, I want to go to the gym more. And then I went for a few days, then I got tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this 75 hard is, like, helping me, like, stay in it because it's a challenge for myself.
Yeah. You know, just going back to what you said about the eating out part, it's, like, that's so advertised almost anywhere you go now. It's, like, on TV, like, I'm going to go watch a football game after this. On TV, you'll see so many different advertisements for, it's, like, pizza, wings, just anything.
I feel like, like, honestly one of the harder parts of this for me. Like,
oh, for sure.
Hayla and I and, like, all of our friends, I mean, it's fun. Like, we'll admit, like, it's fun. You go eat out with your friends. You're watching games. Like, it's fun. It's a thing to do. I mean, we live in Louisville. Sometimes there's not a lot to do. And eating out is fun. But since, I mean, I feel like a lot of the times that we would go eat out, it would be Hayla and I, plus our friends. So, like, it's nice that we do it together, so it's not just, like, one of us not going to eat out with all of our friends.
We're always going to eat out, and, you know, it's honestly, you know, you can go anywhere and find a healthier option, but you don't always want to choose the healthier option.
It'll like, save money, too.
The money aspect of it. And, you know, like, I feel like just, like, the fast foods, like, that we would eat, like, you know, you get home and it's late and you want to order Taco Bell at 1 a.m.
Taco Bell is a fan favorite.
That is the worst for me because I, like, always do it. I always, like, fall into that habit of just ordering
That's another thing, too. Like, late night eating is such a bad habit.
And that's also another part of our 75 hard, or at least for me, I'm, like, you know, the last time that I'm going to eat is, like, 7 p.m. And then don't touch food until the morning. Cause you know, I'm pretty sure I like read somewhere that it keeps you up. I'm not really sure, but
that's probably true.
Yeah, it probably is because I fall victim. My mama always tells me kitchen's closed, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'll always just find myself downstairs going somewhere and eating something to eat.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. And you know, we still eat. It's hard to make meals at home every day and like consistently do that. So like, I still do eat out. We'll go to like healthier options like Tzatziki's or Green District.
Yeah, we went to Green District yesterday.
Yeah, which those are healthier options. Like, it's, you know, you can still eat out, obviously, but, you know, it just depends on your 75 hard challenge, what your guidelines are. But, you know, I'm obviously still going to have to eat out some nights. It's just that, you know, you have to choose the healthier option for this challenge, which will be better for me.
It makes it a lot easier, like, just, like, getting a good, nutritious meal three times a day, so you don't feel obligated or feel hungry later that night. Like, if you get a good meal for your dinner, then you're not going to feel hungry. Right. Yeah. You're going to stay full for longer if you have all the proteins and greens that you need.
And, like, snacking during the day, too. Like, I guess just, you know, I never used to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, I always would skip that because it was hard for me to, like, eat in the morning for some reason. But now that I've, like, forced myself to, it has made it, like, my day is so much better. Like, I feel more awake. I feel better working out.
Yeah.
I'd say like the hardest part of like, seeking out is just the convenience of going able to just to get something that's not healthy. But it's like, it's probably cheap. Like, I've seen TikTok. It's like cheaper to eat healthy. Yeah. Like, go actually get the ingredients. But it's like a lot of people don't like to take the time aspect. Right. Yes. They just want to go, go, go. When it's like you could probably save money getting more organic ingredients, cooking them yourself, but people, especially in this day and age, just want to
I think that eating out, like, I look at my credit card bill for the month, and it's almost just, it's just fast food. I'm like, goodness. Like,
it's a problem.
It adds up. It adds up. You think one meal, $10, not that much, but it adds up. And I think that, like, just going to the grocery store, getting the ingredients, and making food for the week even, meal prep. I literally just did that yesterday. Like, just making, like, pasta salads or just, like, different things you can eat. It's so much better than, like, going and eating fast food. Because, you know, I don't even feel good after eating fast food. It makes me feel disgusting because it's not healthy for you.
That's, like, the thing. You have to, like, be willing, like, with us, you have to just be willing to get into that routine of it and be willing to put in that, like, one extra step. I mean, because, like you said, like, people, that's why people eat fast food a lot is because they don't want to take the time.
Yeah,
it's
just
it's quick and easy. But if you take that, taking that extra step is, like, the thing that you're going to need to do.
Right.
To be able to do it successfully.
That's part of the challenge, too, taking that extra step.
Then the other thing is just, like, with all these, like, new food delivery apps and stuff, it's like, you have a couple clicks on your phone, and it's I can order fast food right to my door, and it's, I don't have to move. Like,
half the time, that's what I do. I don't even get in my car and drive and get it. I DoorDash it, and all the extra fees
it's
really
like
do
twice
add.
The price.
It is.
For Taco Bell, I'm like $30 for a meal. $10 meal.
Exactly. If, like, even if you, like, obviously it's not good to eat, but, like, even just going to get it, it's, like, you're right. still doing more than just have someone else bringing it to you.
I know. Yeah, it's really hard to get out of that habit.
Yeah. And it's all right here. It's just two clicks away.
Two clicks and you've got your fast food.
Yeah.
It's nice we're, like, creating a routine for ourselves, though, because I think it... I mean, it's hard right now, but I think it's gonna start getting easier because we'll fall into that routine and it'll just become our new normal.
Yeah, right. It's easier to make it your new normal rather than like something extra that you're doing. Like, I think that this challenge has like helped me just better myself in general, and I don't even think that this is just gonna be 75 days, then I go back to doing whatever.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. Like,
it is a 75-day hard challenge, but you know, I guess people probably wonder what happens after the 75 days are over. Mm-hmm. Are you just done? Like, no, we're trying to make this our like normal, like everyday routine, and I'm sure I'll probably do another like 75. Hard after spring break because they're
like over summer, like,
even
like my season will end. Like, I'm not gonna want to stop, like, I'm not playing lacrosse in college, so I'm after my season ends, I'm never gonna have that built-in team aspect. So, like, I feel like carrying this on, it doesn't have to be just 75 days. Like, we can make it 75 days right now, but like, that should continue if you want it
to. It's just gonna like be my new normal, and I guess, you know, I'm going to call it 75 hard, but I'm just going to keep doing 75 hards over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to, you know, make it normal for myself to do that.
So, obviously, you know, you do a lot of working now. You know, you already said you were sore after one of your mom's classes.
Yeah.
So, what do you all do in terms of recovery? You know, you do lacrosse, then you've been doing all these other workouts. What do you all do to make sure you don't burn yourself out in the process?
Yeah, I guess, you know, you always have, like, a rest day, but when that comes to 75 hard, like, there aren't really, like, rest days. Like, yes, I'll go to a class every day, and one day I'm gonna, like, take my rest day, I'll go to Planet Fitness, and I'll walk a few miles on the treadmill. That is really good recovery, and also stretching is a big part of that, too. Like, I feel like that, like, really helps your body recover, is... walking, you still gotta stay active. Your rest day isn't laying in bed and actually resting every day.
Exactly.
You know, it's
you gotta stay moving.
You have to stay moving. And for my rest days, that's gonna be, you know, walking and stretching.
Yeah. Like, we're not gonna be doing Hala's mom's class every single day.
We rotate,
like, we'll do it a couple times a week, but it's too much. I mean, it's awesome and it's great, but that would be too much to be able to do that same workout every single day.
Right, yeah.
And then I've got conditioning on some of those days. Monday, Wednesday, Friday is when we do it up until the beginning of season.
Right.
And I'll roll out before and after conditioning. Like, just, like, with my team, our coach, he's got, like, a rack of massage guns and then the foam rollers, and we'll sit there before and after conditioning, roll out, stretch, and do everything we need to do to make sure. That's also injury prevention, too.
Yeah.
Because if you overwork your body and your muscles, like, you're more prone to injury.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So stretching and making sure that your body is up to speed and where it needs to be, it's, like, really important, especially through this, when we're working out every day, you have to be able to stay in the same shape and not get injured.
Yeah, for sure. Even when I did ballet, we would, you know, we were working our bodies every single day of the week for hours and hours on end. And we didn't really get, like, a rest day ever.
Yeah.
We were always working, but we would take conditioning classes that were really just, like, stretching and, like, stretching all of your muscles. Because, you know, dancers are super prone to, you know, injury.
Yeah.
But, you know, you always have to take your rest and stretch and, you know... Make sure you're not hurting your body and overworking yourself.
We've had, like, multiple friends of ours tear their ACLs.
Oh, yeah.
Through, like, I don't know if you guys, like, Rosie Cobbler last year, Louisville lacrosse player.
Yeah.
She tore her ACL playing lacrosse. Peyton Clemens is another lacrosse player. Izzy Craig. Tatum, you had her on here before. Like, all our people who are really big sports players who have torn their ACL, and I've, like, witnessed that and seen how hard it is.
And I
just never want that to be me. It seems like something that is so hard to go through.
Like, so hard to recover from, too.
Also, something I started doing, just, like, So I don't know if y'all know what UFC is. It's like a fighting thing. Mm-hmm. Well, basically, this guy, he talked about how something he does is like 6-7 minutes in the sauna, ice bath, then back to the sauna, and I started doing it. It honestly makes you feel really good because it's like there's some contraction with like the steam and then the cold, and then it like helps like relax your muscles and like removes toxins from your body. Like,
We've talked about cryotherapy.
We've talked about going to cryo. I love the sauna too. It makes me feel so much better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've talked about doing that too. And also another thing, Planet Fitness has this. They have red light therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I went in it once, and it, like, the floor, like, vibrates. And apparently, it, like, shakes your entire body, and apparently it, like, moves and recovers your muscles.
Oh, yeah.
And red light is super good for your skin, your muscles, like, everything. But I don't know. I haven't really seen results from it, so I just, like, have heard that it's, like, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They've got those hydro massagers, too. I've tried that one time.
I've never. I need to start doing this.
It was kind of cool. It's, like, a water bed, and it massages. Yeah. I don't even know, but...
Yeah, I definitely think, like... You know, ice baths, cryo, saunas, all really good forms of recovery as well.
Yeah.
And just, like, taking care of your body in that way, for sure.
I don't know if you all have seen it, but I know some of the basil players, they have, like, the thing that you put your legs in, and, like, I think it's, like, air or something that, like, I don't know what it's called, but, like...
I know you're talking about.
Oh,
I
do know what you're talking
about. Plug it into the wall, and, like...
It's a... Compression.
Yeah, I think
it like squeezes your legs.
Yeah.
I've done one of those before. We have those at our conditioning place, but I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
Oh, Normatec.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
a Normatec. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
those are good.
I've heard those are pretty good too for the legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we talked about this a little bit, but like while physically active is being important. Like, what's your always good go-to meal after a workout? Because you don't want to throw all of it away and then go eat something bad.
Right. So, I think anything, I think one of the instructors told us after you work out.
30 grams of protein.
After you work out, if you don't eat 30 grams of protein at least, then, like, you know, the workout was almost for nothing.
Yeah. You have to rebuild that muscle, like... Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, I always find myself, after doing cardio, I am, like, starving. And all I want to eat is just a bunch of carbs and then, like, gain all the calories that I just burned back.
Yeah.
And it's... Honestly, it's not, like, you know, like, overeating. It's just eating the right types of food.
Yeah.
It's, like, you know, eating your protein, your vegetables, like... Anything that's, like, really good in nutrients is good for you after a workout, and especially the protein.
Yeah, the protein is, like, because you burn all those calories, you have to replenish them with something good that will nourish the muscle that you're trying to build.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our instructor yesterday was, like, go eat 30 grams of protein right now. So
I never knew that before. Yeah. I was like, oh, well,
Haley and I headed to Green District, and I got chicken.
Yeah. My like, go-to, I guess, would probably be, like, chicken and rice or, you know, like...
So tzatziki's has been
really
popular
it's
recently.
Like, it's right next to the studio.
It's so good.
It's very good. And it's really good for you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people think that, like, healthy foods have to be, like,
something
not
you
as
make.
Good
yeah, like a,
as maybe, like, an unhealthier thing. But tzatziki's
is
green dice, like, they're
so good.
I think they're so
good.
Yeah.
I think they're so good.
There's, like, if you know how to cook it right and, like, add, like, maybe your own little twist to it or something, it can be really good.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, like, what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I need to learn how to, like, cook.
Maybe
so
you should take a cooking class, too.
Maybe
add that to our schedule.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if y'all know, like, what Masterclass is. It's, like, those online digital classes. I think Gordon Ramsay actually has, like, a class on there where, like, he teaches, like, people how to cook. Well, like...
Well, maybe you should do that.
I might need to do that so I can start, you know, I feel like that would make this challenge a lot easier too is because like I want to eat healthy but I don't want to keep eating the same thing every day. I need to like switch it up somehow. So
I just know the basics. I don't know how to like actually cook,
and that's also hard is that if you don't know what to make, what to cook, and you just kind of give up, you're like okay, I'm not gonna eat the same thing I've been eating for a week. It's hard to do that. It is.
Well, it's like you don't want to do like the same workout every single day.
Exactly.
And it's like you don't want to eat the same like you don't want to do cardio. Oh, I have to go eat this kale salad every single day. It's like...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think that...
That would get...
Also, that's a good thing about the studio is that there are different types of classes. I will never do, like, going to her studio, I will never do the same class twice because they are always switching up the classes, switching up the moves. I do bar, bounce, you know, strengthening.
Yeah, we've already done three different types of classes, right?
Like, mm-hmm. define. In a week. There's a define, which is more like muscle, like you're building muscle. Mm-hmm. We were doing a lot of things like, you know, like heavier weights than we mm-hmm. would use in bar, doing like RDLs, deadlifts, squats, and all of that. But, mm-hmm. you know, bounce, definitely more cardio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bar was, I don't know. Bar was really good.
It was still like weight, but it was bar oriented. So you're like holding on to
the bar and doing it on a yoga mat,
yeah. doing different mm-hmm. stuff yeah. like related to that. Mm-hmm. But they're all like good in their own way. It just depends
it's
on.
It's really helpful being able to switch up your workout, not doing the same thing every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that goes for just almost anything. It's like, once you do something so many times, you just get burnt out of doing it, whether it's, you know, even like in a video game, so you play the game for so long, you don't want to play it anymore.
Exactly.
It's like,
yeah, and in this challenge, if I were to have to do the same workout every day, I would totally want to give up.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I would get really bored of doing mm-hmm. the same workout, mm-hmm. and or like eating the same meals every day. I couldn't do it. I don't think I would be able to do
even
that.
Even like, we do different classes at the studio, but it's nice, like, going back and forth with, like, I don't think I could do the studio every single day. Like, we go to Planet Fitness, like, over the summer, like, you're a member at Hurstbourne, I'm a member at Big Spring, they both have gyms. Like, switching the location of it is even a great thing to do.
Right.
Just to, like, get out of that repetitive cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, like, you know, having to go to the studio, they have certain times, it's nice to, like, you know, not be super rushed all the time to, like, be there by a certain time. Like, if I want, I can go to Planet Fitness whenever I want.
Yeah.
And work out on my own. And that's also, really nice.
Mm-hmm. I'll say, like, I mean, look, cooking is honestly kind of fun. I learned, like, how to cook steaks just from watching some YouTube videos, and I'm pretty good at it now.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just, cooking is kind of fun, just being able to, like, you know, go get what you want to get and then season it and then have to cook it. But, like,
it's rewarding too. I feel like it's the same thing as like working out. Like you have an end result.
Oh yeah,
it's rewarding.
It is. Yeah. I literally don't know how to cook like anything.
That's part of my motivation. I need to
learn now so that I can make this challenge a lot easier.
We'll
myself.
Do it together. We'll watch some videos or take a course or something.
Yeah, because thing about cooking is like it's almost like a workout. It's like you know if you don't do it correctly, you're not going to get like the full experience. It's like if you don't cook it right or if you do something wrong in the cooking process, like you're not going to get the good food that you want. You might mess it up somehow.
Oh, yeah. I've done that many times. I even, like 2 days ago, I tried to make some like weird pasta. And I tried it and threw it in the garbage because it was so bad. I don't know how to cook anything and I really need
someone. Kayla and I set a chicken on fire over the summer.
Yes, we did. Over her stove. It went up in flames. We've tried to make many things. It just never works, and then we end up going eating out. So
we'll have to learn
an issue.
Yeah. Sure. Well, the thing that like that's a cool thing about cook. It's like you know how you said you don't want like your mom. You don't want to do the same workouts every time. You've done different things like with cooking or working out. There's such a variety of things that you can do with either one.
Yeah.
It's like you can do so many different workouts or cook so many different things. Yeah. It's like it doesn't really matter what you do because you'll be able to get it done.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
And then, so for boys and girls, just or whoever would want to get into workout, what would you say is the biggest thing they need to do?
I would say, like, the biggest thing is consistency, probably.
Yes.
And just getting yourself motivated. Like, finding any way. Everybody has different things that motivates them. Like, I even have, like, different ways I can motivate myself. But just staying consistent, it's been one of my biggest challenges. At, like, forever. It is so hard to just, like, stay motivated and stay consistent every day of the week. I always, you know, come home from school and I'm like, okay, I don't feel like working out today. I'm just gonna, like, take a nap. And then I don't do it. But then that's gonna become my schedule. I do that every day and then I never get to the gym.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really hard to do it. But once you start out doing it, it is so much easier.
Yeah.
It gets easier every single day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you will have hard days. It is really hard. If you're tired and you don't wanna work out, it's so hard to get yourself to go to the gym. But I think that, you know, finding your motivation has really helped. Our motivation is these workout classes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously, your end result. Everybody should have an end result in my, you know, they want, like, an end goal. And my end goal has been, like, helping me stay motivated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like self-motivation can be really hard at times. Mm-hmm. So another thing would be just finding motivation in other ways, like, either from a friend or a teammate, if you play a sport, like, self-motivation is something, like, you have to hold yourself accountable, so having other people hold you accountable for doing what you need to do as well can be really helpful. Like, mm-hmm. it's been helpful having Hala and doing it together, because if you do it by yourself, then, you only have yourself telling you what you need to do.
Right. Yeah, and you can make up, you know, any excuse to not do it. I make up excuses for myself all the time, but being in this challenge with somebody else, like, I don't have an excuse.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have to do this. Like, we're doing this together, and I would feel bad if I skipped out on a day.
Yeah.
And she probably would, too, because we're like, doing it together.
I'd be like, oh, Hala's doing it today. I need to work out.
Yeah.
I feel like one of the things, honestly, is just, like, knowing your limits. It's like, that's the thing with people trying to work out is, like, if someone's working out and they don't see results on day one, which you'll never see results just one day after working out, people just quit, give up, because they're like, oh, I'm not seeing results after day one. It's not working. It's not worth it. It's like, I mean, that's why I think the 75 hard thing is so cool, because it's like, you know you weren't going to see results, like, in this first week or whatever, but it's like, you know down the road you eventually will start to see it.
You will for sure eventually see results. You know, you have to have a goal for yourself, and if you can stick to it and stay consistent, like, you will 100% see your results. And not just see it, like, you'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I have been doing this for 1 week, and I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. I feel so much more, like, motivated and, energized. Energized. And I feel it. And honestly, I feel like that's all that matters for me, is feeling it and feeling good about myself and, you know, staying motivated. You know, obviously, I do want to see my end results, but that'll come when 75 days is over. Yeah. I don't need to give up now just because I'm not seeing anything changing, but I can definitely feel it.
Yeah.
And if you feel good, then you'll look good, and it's so much easier to, you know, stay motivated and stay consistent doing that.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people mistake the 75 hard, then, like, oh, when those 75 days are done, like, I'm just gonna be like this forever, like, I'm stay healthy, like, I'm gonna look like this forever, I'm fit, like, I'm done, but, like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You have to, like, keep with that, like, if you wanna, after those 75 days are done, you're not gonna be like that forever, like, stay with a healthy diet, keep working out as much as you can.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. I guess that's kind of, like, the beauty of the 75 hard is that, like, you can't stop after 75 days number, and I don't think I'm gonna want to stop, because I'm gonna feel so good after doing it that I'm going to want to do it all the time, and I'm gonna want to stick with it for however long after, and like, keep doing that forever after, because you know, obviously I'll see my results and I'll feel really good about it, and you're gonna want to make that your new normal.
Exactly.
Is doing that every day.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you were to just stop doing that, like, I would start to feel bad.
Yeah, like, I would not doing
it. Like, you're cheating yourself out of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Mm. So, do you have any questions for me? You guys got anything for me?
I don't think so.
So, this is going to wrap up this episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
I'm Hala Carmichael.
I'm Chloe Cook.
Thank you for listening.